Patient name, first name Adriana, that's A-D-R-I-A-N-A, last name Evans, E-V-A-N-S, date of birth 1/5/06, date of service 4/29/23. This is a 17-year-old female patient here with complaint of left ankle pain and swelling. Apparently, she was playing softball, and she slid into second base and had some injury sustained to that left ankle. Now, this took place approximately 1 month ago. She did go to the emergency room at that time and received an X-ray. They told her it looked like an Achilles tendon sprain and told her to have light duty and that it would gradually improve and she'd be back to normal. However, now she continues with the pain. She did try to play some volleyball 2 days ago. Followed by more pain and discomfort. At times it's hard for her to walk, she states. The less active that she is, the better off she will feel. So her discomfort is improved with limited activities. However, it's been a month, and she would like to further the investigation as to what would be the cause of the pain on her left ankle. Period and a paragraph, no other issues, blood pressure 108/56, pulse 81, respiration 16, temperature 97.7, oxygenation 98%, current weight 142, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history, asthma, migraines, anxiety, bipolar, ADHD, chronic dermatitis, surgical history, tonsillectomy, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, negative for drugs and alcohol. Period and paragraph on examination, patient is awake, alert-oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She seems very pleasant, no distress whatsoever. She's able to walk across the hallway and into the exam room with a normal gait. She is not using any assistance. There is no limping. Period, new paragraph, H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipidopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs cleared to auscultation. Abdomen, unremarkable. Examination of that left ankle, it is symmetric with the right. There is no ecchymosis. There is no edema. She does maintain full range of motion to that left ankle. However, she states it is with some discomfort. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Patient has already received an X-ray of this at a local emergency room 1 month ago. We will send for those X-rays. We will send her to an imaging facility where we can order an MRI of that left ankle and Achilles tendon for further examination, and then they will return to clinic and we will make a decision based on those results. Plan of care reviewed with the dad and the patient.